Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
In office, the numbers were annually about 400,000 a year. We're now getting that in a matter of 6 to 8 weeks.
Who wants to have open borders where jails and prisons of other countries are being busloaded into buses and trains and being sent into our country?
Releasing criminals into the streets.
They're releasing prisoners. They're releasing murderers, rapists, drug dealers into our country. And you say, who would do that? And they know it's happening and they just let it happen.
We're already seeing climate refugees around the world. If you think migration has been a problem in Europe from the Syrian war, or even from what we see now, wait till you see 100 million people for whom the entire food production capacity has collapsed.
Sir, why do you think that this administration has allowed virtually an open border?
I believe that they're trying to change the demographics of the electorate. That's what I believe that they're doing. They know they want to stay in power, and the only way to stay in power is to continue to get elected. They can't get elected on their policies because their policies are bad.
And all while they're coming across, we've got groups out in the desert running the drugs, running the child trafficking, sex trafficking, all of that. Being aided and vetted. Venezuela, Cuba, Colombia, all day. Hundreds. Every one of them put money in the cartel's pockets, and the NGOs in America who are aiding and abetting the invasion of this country in their pockets, and the Democrat open border leftists that are inviting this into our country.
Secretary Mayorkas, for the record, are you aware, or have you authorized CBP agents to release illegal aliens into America without identifying, screening, or vetting them properly, or harvesting even basic biometric data like fingerprints?
Congressman, our nation's sovereignty stands strong, and our brave men and women in the Border Patrol and throughout U.S. Customs.
Are you aware, have you authorized CBP agents to release illegal aliens into America without having properly vetted, identified them, or collected at least basic biometric data like fingerprints?
Congressman,
I mean, you got millions coming across.
Congressman,
gentlemen from Ms. Higgins, allow the secretary to
answer. It's my time, Mr. Chairman. If I want to reclaim my time, I will. I'm going to move on without an answer. Mr. Chairman, for me to yield you time?
No, you, I'm the chair.
Then I'm going to reclaim my time. Moving on,
no,
Secretary Mayorkas.
The gentleman from...
Are you interrupting my time, Mr. Chairman? Are you requesting me to yield you time?
I'm trying to make sure that we conduct...
You're interfering with my 5 minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Well, then the gentleman will...
If you request me to yield you time, I'll give you time.
No, but that's not the procedure.
But that is the procedure.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
So,
of course, it is. I reclaim my time.
The globalists have unlimited fiat currency money that they've given themselves, and they're vertically integrating every sector of the economy around the world, not just here in the United States. And that then to get full control, they want to bankrupt everybody and shred the local economy and destroy local businesses and annihilate farmers and literally outlaw all human activity that they don't control towards an accelerated collapse, which they believe they'll come out on top of. This is not Club of Rome documents from the 1960s that said they do it. This is not Bilderberg documents from 2002 saying they do it. This is not the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep 2011 saying they do it. We are now living in the first stages of the end of civilization as we know it. And so I'm a pro-human, pro-civilization, pro-life for humanity in general, individual. They're pushing government-forced suicide, murder, on mentally ill and children without parental consent in Canada, and now it's going worldwide. They are shipping in masses of fentanyl and other drugs everywhere. They are literally dissolving our borders, the end of Title 42. The videos from reporters, and our reporters are going to the border tomorrow, are pouring in from Brownsville, pouring in from McAllen, pouring in from El Paso, where everywhere you go, caravans of thousands to tens of thousands are just slamming in. 99% of them being allowed in. Total and complete absolute lawlessness.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes. Most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within. Then it probably couldn't be made shorter. Links in the description of this film.